We're up to Simin Resh Pei Beis Sif Hei. We'll be doing Hei through Zayin. We'll be completing the Simin as well as the entire Simin Resh Pei Gimel. Sif Hei. Im lo nimsa mish yodea lahaftir, ela echad ma'osam shalol likros batorah. What happens if there's nobody who knows how to lay maftir, to lay naftorah, except for someone that was old already? Ukfarom eshar kaddish achar kriyas aparsha. And the shatz already said kaddish. Zeshe rotza lahaftir tzarech lachzer v'likros v'yivarech al kriyaso t'chil v'sof. The one who's going to get maftir, even though he was old already, will have to make the brachis over again. Hago avlim lo amr kaddish yaftir mishalo l'shvi. Im yodea, if you didn't say kaddish yet, so the shvi shouldn't lane again, he should just say the haftorah. Vim yesh achem shiodem lahaftir lo yaftir mishalo kfar. But otherwise, this is all a bit yevid. L'chatchila, someone that got an aliyah should not get maftir. The same thing goes in even if someone knows the timing of the maft of the haftorah, but not the particular one, such as on Shabbos Chazon, if only one person knows the nigun of Eicha and he already got an aliyah, so if kaddish was said already, he'll get maftir and make another bracha. Now, in a case where the one that knows how to lay naftorah is the one that got shvi and you said kaddish already, so then he's allowed to get the maftir. You'll call him up for maftir, and he's going to make the brachas again, even though he just finished making the bracha shalach reha. But we saw in the Ramah, if anyone else knows how to lane, then you shouldn't have the shvi doing that. I mean, you don't call two people up in a row, the same person twice, needlessly. Now, why is it that if you said kaddish, the shvi couldn't just say the haftorah? Because once you said kaddish, It shows that you now ended your Kriyas HaTorah. If he lanes the Haftorah, it's as if he's laying the Haftorah without having lained the Chumash. And the halachi is that whoever lanes the Haftorah has to lane some Chumash in order not to be mezalzel in the Chumash. Therefore, if he would just say the Shvi knows how to lane the Haftorah, right after Kaddish, he would just say the Bracha on the Haftorah and lane the Haftorah, we'd say that's a zilzel to the Chumash because it looks as if he didn't have an aliyah in the Chumash. In the case where they didn't yet say Kaddish, they will say Kaddish after the Haftorah. What happens where we have no problem of whom to give out the Aliyah to? Seven people were Ola, you call somebody up from Maftir, he's the one to say the Haftorah, but you realize that the Balkari forgot to say Kaddish. When should he say Kaddish? So he should say Kaddish after the Brachis, after the Haftorah. The Mishnah Berurah therefore mentions that on Shabbos Chazon, where the minig is that the Rav will get maftir, he should not get shlishi, even though the minig is that he'll always get shlishi. Someone that got a particular aliyah in one shul, and then he comes to another shul, and they give him the same exact aliyah. Nevertheless, he makes brachas. The Mishnah Berurah points out in the Bir Halacha that there's one case that would be an exception to some of the things we learned in this sif. What happens if on a Shabbos they take out two Sifrei Torah? Say it's one of the Dalet Parshiyos. They took out two Sifrei Torah, and they called up Shiver Kruim in the first. They said Kaddish, and then they realized that no one knows how to lay in the Haftorah except for the one that just got the last Aliyah. So what are they going to do? They're calling them up again from after in the second Sefer Torah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, there they're not allowed to. Someone else they could give an aliyah to, but not the one that got Shvi. Because to lane from two Sifrei Torah for one person, run right after the other, looks as if the first Sefer Torah was possible, so we're laning again in the second one. Mishum Pogomer Shel Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to call the person that you had Shvi from after if it's in a different Sefer Torah. Sivav. Im tosh shatz v'siyim ha-parshim ha-shishi v'amar kaddish. The shatz called up six people, the balkora. By mistake, he didn't stop between shishi and shvi, he just went till the end of the parsha. Ein tzarech likros od achra le'yikrim ha-maftim ha-shakarim ha-shishi. So you'll call up the last one, who will both be maftir as well as laying what the shishi did. The kaimala maftar ola l'minyan shiva, because la halacha we hold that maftar is ola l'minyan shiva. Now this is only if he said kaddish after shishi. Whereas if he didn't say kaddish, then you call up a shvi and then call up maftar afterwards. Not only that, but in the case that he said maftar after shishi, he wouldn't have to say maftar after shvi, so long as he finished. Siv Zayin. Kora parsha b'tfilah shachris b'shabbos v'dilik pasuk echad. They realize that the shot skipped the pasuk, or even one word of a pasuk. Chozer v'korehu ushnayim imo. So you take out a Sefer Torah even later, and he'll have to read that with two psukim next to it, because he never lain b'tzibur fewer than three psukim. But you would have to lain it over again for the sake of one pasuk. V'afilu hifter v'spalal musaf chozer v'koreh. Even if after Musaf they realize that they left out a pasuk, they would take out a Sefer Torah then and lain three psukim. Simin Reish Pei Gimel. Ma Shein Motziim B'Shabbos Sefer Torah Sefer Sheni Likras Parsha Musafim B'nei Shein Ba'al Shnei Psukim. Why do we not have the Maftar every Shabbos lain the Karban Musaf of Shabbos? The answer is because it's only two psukim. And Mishnah Berurah brings down Tosfos, gives another svara. Since the Haftorah always has to be based on what you last leaned, then we would have to lane the same Haftorah every week, because the Maftar will have been in Shabbos.